If you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The Two-Way Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. Man, that just gets you up and punches you right straight in the face, doesn't it? Man, I love that. Whether you like it or not, that rocks. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much, RJ Hinder and crew. Another fine addition. Thank you very much for sending your audience this way. I welcome everybody, good folks listening to RJ Hinder, and incorporated you in with the 2A Radio family. I'm feeling good. So, a little bit of housekeeping, guys. First of all, right here at RBN, Republic Broadcasting, we're always trying to spread the word and get the truth and the information out there to the masses. Well, we could always use a little bit of help from friends. So, for $8, $8, that's it, and it's flat fee, $8, you can get 100 generic RBN cards. I say generic because they don't have anybody's name and title on them that you can hand out. And these are good looking cards. These are not just some sort of cheap thing that came off a laser printer or bubble jet. These are very nice printed cards. Now, I come from a printing background. I was raised in a print shop. I know what good work is and I know what garbage shortcuts are. This is good looking stuff. For $8, you can get 100 of these cards to hand out. You can also, it also comes with a bumper sticker, that's included, as well as a free copy of Aaron Russo's America, From Freedom to Fascism. If you have not seen this particular video, it's a movie, it's a documentary that Aaron Russo did. It was his last project before he died of cancer. And RBN's own Dave Champion happened to be one of Aaron's consultants on this movie, because he goes into a lot of things dealing with taxes as well. It's a very, very encompassing movie. I saw this thing a couple years ago. It is great. And again, Dave Champion, he has his show here on RBN Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time. He has the hour just before John Stadtmiller comes on. So he had involvement in Freedom to Fascism. And with that being said, $8 is going to get you the 100 business cards, the bumper stickers, and Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. And you can get that one of two ways. You can either send the $8 in to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's two different words. Double, then Creek, I guess three different words, then Boulevard, Suite 302. Okay? That's in Round Rock, two different words, Texas, TX, 78664. Or you can call up. You can call 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. 800-724-2719, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And you can get all of this, the 100 cards, as well as the bumper sticker, as well as Aaron Russo's copy, From Freedom to Fascism, for $8. So take care of that. Got plenty of news, information, commentary, all that great stuff coming up in the rest of the show. So stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, guys, welcome back. I just wanted to say I was really, really pleased with Jim Fuller calling in yesterday and spending the day with us on the AK-47. I am very, very well-versed, pardon me, in many guns. I'm not quite as well-versed in the AK-47 as I am in, say, things like the AR-15, Glocks, 1911s, things like that. I'm just not quite as well-versed. So rather than just take a stab at it and let you know the surface information that I know, I got an expert in here. And what an expert Jim Fuller really is. Jim Fuller is a qualified rangemaster from basics all the way up into tactical application of the AK-47, as well as one of the leading gunsmiths in the entire country on the gun. So, I mean, the entire gamut, not just knowing how to build the thing and how to keep it running part by part, but also how to use the thing and use it efficiently and all the accessories as well. Jim wanted me to mention something about ATAC TV. That's ATACTV.com, ATACTV.com. That's where there's a lot of different information on videos with gun training on there. Several colleagues of mine have been on there doing training pieces, guys that I've trained with, guys I've worked with, guys that I have actually done their training, and then they've moved on and gone on to and done some pieces on ATAC. Jim Fuller, Magic Serbiak, Tom Clark, a bunch of really good guys that are on there. So ATACTV.com is a good place, better than anything you'll find on YouTube. That'll give you information on, you know, techniques, tactics, even things as simple as the four universal firearm safety rules. So, pardon me, I wanted to spit that information out to you so you can check out ATACTV. And it's let me know what you think of that as a source. Again, bill@2aradio.com. By the way, I am still getting people that just will not abide by my wishes, will not honor, I should say, not abide, honor my wishes of stop sending me forwards. So there's three or four people that send me forwards on a daily basis. If you are one of those three or four people, I have blacklisted you. I blacklisted you yesterday. I blocked you. So if you ever want to send me a personal email, it's not going to happen anymore. I have so many emails, so many different things I try to get done to try to weed through all of the forwards, which I'm already going to get on another email or two that I've already gotten, that I don't have the time for that. Certainly not on the show email, not at bill@2aradio.com. So if you're one of those folks that consistently sends me forwards on a regular basis, I'm not going to get your emails at all anymore. If you couldn't have enough self-control to listen to my wishes about not forwarding me all the time and take me off of those forwards on your own, then, I mean, there's not much else I can do. And I've emailed everybody that does that as well, asking them not to forward me. It still happens. So my requests have fallen on deaf ears. I've blacklisted you. I'm no longer going to be getting your emails, just so you know. So if anybody sends me an email and never, ever, ever gets a response, and you're also someone who sent me a whole bunch of forwards, you'll know why now. So something tells me you're probably not going to hear that either. Moving on. a little bit of information here I'd like to share with you out of North Carolina. Now, it says residents were fumed over the weekend on a alcohol and firearms ban in King, North Carolina. Now, residents in King were fumed over the weekend after a state of emergency declaration restricted the sale of alcohol and the carrying of firearms off of your own property. King Police Chief Paula May said she received hundreds of threats related to the restrictions, which banned driving from 12 a.m. to Sunday. I'm sorry, 12 a.m. Sunday to 5 a.m. So 5 hours of no driving. The state of emergency for King was declared by members of the city council after Stokes County authorities also declared a state of emergency. Under North Carolina law, according to Police Chief May, when a state of emergency is put into place, that includes a ban on driving, the carrying of firearms in vehicles is also banned, and the King City curfew ban has a ban on the sale of alcohol. So I have an audio file that I'm going to pull up for you. And this audio file is based on the story. It also has LaMay talking about this band. And listen carefully, because she mentions something about, you know, someone believes that, you know, some people believe that it was my decision to restrict their right to keep and bear arms. Very, very key statement. Listen to this.
Our big story tonight at 6 o'clock. A local chief of police is under fire for a weekend curfew during a state of emergency.
The one-day curfew is no longer in effect, but King's chief of police says she's receiving several threats about that decision.
Our Jermont Terry is live in King right now with tonight's big story at 6. Jermont?
Cam and Wanda, the chief of police here in King, says that she is simply enforcing the law as it reads in state statute. It was the mayor and city council who made the decision to declare the state of emergency and set up that curfew. But tonight, the chief is the one sitting in the hot seat. In the city of King, you can find snow piles on the side of the road. But over the weekend, in the city of just 7,000 residents, it was a completely different story. Low-hanging trees, most of them covered the roads. It prompted the county and city to declare a state of emergency.
I don't think there should have been a state of emergency declared.
With the state of emergency came restrictions.
When a state of emergency is declared, prohibits the transportation, purchase, sale, possession of firearms other than on one's own premises.
The city also implemented an overnight curfew from midnight until 5 a.m. Sunday morning.
I don't think it was necessary to tell people when they could be home.
If he was doing it for safety reasons, then I can understand it.
Yeah. I thought it was ridiculous. Just the whole thing was ridiculous.
And she's not alone. The chief of police, Paula May, says many people disapproved of the restrictions, especially the right not to carry firearms.
I think there's been some misinterpretation that I personally have declared martial law and taken away people's rights to bear arms, and of course that's erroneous.
Some people, hundreds in fact, went as far to make threats.
We have to take them all seriously, and we will investigate to the best of our ability, determine the source for those threats.
Well, I think that's going a little far as threatening somebody.
But Andrea Williams, who lives in Stokes County, says,
so I think it crossed over into our constitutional rights and our civil liberties.
She hopes the curfew makes people think twice.
The people of Stokes County and city and the city of King need to stand up and have a meeting.
One threat received by Chief May calls for just that.
It said we have better be prepared for thousands of people to display civil disobedience. That may be an exaggeration of the number of people who's involved, but it may not. And again, we don't know the mental state of that person.
Now, Chief May says that they received threats through email, phone calls, faxes, and they are continuing to come in this evening. She said overall, she's simply enforcing the law of the land, and that's how the statute reads. So if people have any concerns, maybe they should have a meeting in town. Reporting in King tonight, Jermont Terry, WXII 12 News.
You know, I find it interesting that she says we don't know the mental state of that person, meaning that that person might just be crazy. As far as I'm concerned, the person that said, look, you guys do this, and you're going to have thousands of people revolting on the city steps. Well, that's persons in the right mind. It's you and the other people who decided that this thing should be a state of emergency because it was cold out are the ones who are literally out of their mind. Now, there was a federal law passed in the wake of the gun confiscation after Katrina that said you can't do that. And almost every state has passed a similar law. Yet this city state of emergency statute, or I should say the statute on the state books that the city enforced for their own little jurisdiction, says, well, we're not going to disallow you from having a gun. You just can't have it anywhere but on your own property. You can't travel with it. And you can't go buy any guns or ammo during the state of emergency either. What is that all about? On top of that, an alcohol ban? I mean, come on. You're stuck at home. It's cold out. You're pissed because you can't take your guns anywhere. You may as well start having, I don't know, a couple of rum and cokes, maybe a couple of beers, shots of tequila with the wife. Who knows? Anyhow, that's a different subject. We're not here on the talking about the prohibition. We're here more concerned about if you have a gun or if you don't have a gun. During martial law or state of emergency lockdowns like this, which is essentially martial law, there's oftentimes bad guys and looters out on the street ducking the cops because they can actually do a little bit of a cleanup around the businesses where nobody's going to be. If you happen to be out maybe protecting your business and now you've got a gun, now you're in violation of the law. Totally ridiculous, completely stupid, unconstitutional, against the ideals of the Founding Fathers. If there's a state of emergency, if there's an emergency, the first thing you should do is grab a gun and secure your family. So in emergency here, they're saying you can have a gun, but only at home. We're not going to come collect them. But other than that, we don't want you to have them. Unless, of course, it's the cops. Oh, yeah, if it's a cop, if it's somebody doing their sworn duty, they can have a gun. Remember, folks, it's Thomas Jefferson who said, that which is legal for the government but illegal for the citizenry is tyranny. So that's what they had in King, North Carolina. Stay tuned. There's more to come. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
Have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
All right, guys, welcome back. I just want to let you know, I'm going to be in LA next week, the LA area, all week next week. I might not be able to broadcast live each day, depending on my schedule, which I am still waiting on a couple of the days to come in. However, if nothing else, I'll be doing a show late the night before and uploading it to RBN so you get new information. Not going to be much different than what you hear now, except I'll be using a different microphone. So just to give you an idea of next week, that it might sound a little bit different, but again, it's going to be because I have to be in LA on business next week. Many, many things going on, many appointments, lots of stuff to do, very busy schedule. And this week is actually a little bit crazy, getting ready for being gone next week. Sometimes you never really realize it, being away from your main area, being away from home, being away from your regular daily duties or weekly basis duties, that there's so many tracks to cover while you're gone. So anyhow, next week, I'll be in L.A., and I will be somewhat, one way or another, you'll be getting shows each day. We might have to do a rebroadcast here or there once or twice, depending on how long I'm out and doing all the different things that I have to do. However, you're going to be getting 2A Radio next week. One way or another, if it's not live, it'll be off Memorex, okay? So, that all being said, out of Woodland Hills, California, police held two suspects, as they called them, at gunpoint for about an hour on Tuesday at an apartment complex in Woodland Hills after they received reports of shots fired. Now listen to this. Police surrounded the complex on Ventura Boulevard at about 6:30 a.m. yesterday. That was during our show. That was during the shooting investigation. They had this whole complex, apartment complex, condominium complex, whatever it was, surrounded. Police say they found two men on a balcony shooting what turned out to be a BB gun. The fellow says, I was shooting a BB gun inside my own property, in my own apartment, inside my apartment. I wasn't doing anything at all, said one suspect to cameras as he was being detained. Police told the men to put their hands up while officers stood on the roof of another building with their guns drawn. The two men and a woman found in the apartment were eventually arrested. No one was hurt during the incident. Investigators are unsure if the suspects were shooting at someone or just up in the air. Interesting, isn't it? Now, if they were on the balcony shooting at people or something with a BB gun, that's one thing. However, if they're inside the apartment, as the one suspect claims, doing whatever he's doing, and the BBs are never actually leaving the internal area of the apartment, well, then we have a completely different story, completely different case. I'd like to know what charge they were brought up on, because something tells me it was one of the POP, one of the pissing off the police charges, like disturbing the peace or disorderly conduct, all right? That disorderly conduct is what they were threatening to arrest the people in Austin, Texas with at the gun show last month if they were not a licensed firearms dealer and did a private transaction sale on the property without going through a licensed firearm dealer. They didn't go to one and say, look, I want to sell this gun to this guy. Will you complete the transaction? If they fail to do that, then Austin police, backed by the ATF, were going to arrest them or cite them for disorderly conduct, doing something completely illegal. Look, guys, if I own property, and that property could be anything, it could be a pen in my hand, it could be a gun on my hip, it could be a house on 5 acres. If I own it, it is my property. Cash money is my property. Gold is my property. Everything that I own, the watch on my wrist, my property. And I have a constitutionally spelled out right. Now, the Constitution didn't grant any rights. The Constitution simply spelled out and recognized a few of them. And I can do whatever the hell I want with my property, as long as it doesn't damage someone else. Right? So, if I have a gun, and I want to sell it to this guy, nobody can tell me I can't do that. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. They can tell me I can't do that, but they don't have the constitutional backing to enforce their statement of, you can't do that. So anybody that tells me, look, you can't tell your gun to that guy, you can kiss my ass. You really can. Now, if I know if this is a known dirtbag, yeah, don't go selling your gun to him. You have to have a little bit of self-control. You have to actually recognize what's going on and take the high road, especially when it comes to guns. Because if the guy that wants to buy the gun, if he's some sort of recognized scumbag, then realize he might take that gun and do something evil with it, which makes us all look bad, which is what happens whenever a criminal does something inappropriate and illegal with a gun. You don't support that sort of behavior for a couple of bucks. Information on more crazy, out of control cops in the LA area after the break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Dictators since 1917. The two-way radio show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's no secret that I used to be a badge-wearing, gun-toting cop in Las Vegas. And one of the things that I learned was a very sizable percentage of the cops that I worked with and the cops that I knew and had met from other parts of the country, if they weren't cops, they'd be locked up as criminals. There's really a very, very fine line on which side of the fence you want to be on. Such is the case as cops who decide that because they have a badge and even more importantly, a gun, which the badge backs, that they are some sort of big badass, and that they have more rights, liberty, power, and authority than you do, because they're a gun-toting, badge-wearing badass. Such is the case of a complete scumbag detective, Puke, in East Palo Alto, California. Yet again, California. Spelled with a K, I'm sure. An East Palo Alto police detective is taking heat in online forums for allegedly posting comments on his Facebook account that advocate shooting open carry gun advocates. Now, I'll explain to you, in California, to carry a loaded gun that's exposed is against the law in California. What happened was, back in 66, 67, 68, something along that lines, the Black Panthers, a huge group of Black Panthers, marched on the state capitol in Sacramento. They had guns, handguns, rifles, they had all kinds of guns with them. Not a shot was fired, but they marched on the Capitol because they were not happy with the way the state legislature was doing business in California. The very next day, they passed a law that said, in California, you can't carry loaded guns around. However, when it comes to handguns, a provision is you can carry it open and exposed as long as it's unloaded. The caveat is, if it's a semi-automatic or revolver, you can carry the ammunition in close proximity on the belt. Okay? So, I could carry my 1911 or a Glock or whatever, an XD. I could carry a semi-auto on my right side, being right-handed, and my magazine's on my left-handed. So, if I needed to use the gun, I grab the gun with one hand, the magazine with the other hand, quickly insert that magazine, run the action, and I'm ready to go. Which for me, at my level of training and my technique, is right around 1 second of time, 1.2 seconds maybe. Which is 1.2 seconds I really don't want to give up to somebody else. It doubles the speed of the presentation. It probably triples the speed of the presentation. Okay? And I've got a pretty fast presentation. But if I've got to insert a magazine and run the action, of course it's going to take more time. There's no way for it not to. Now, the average person is probably not going to be able to do it that fast. But still, yeah, it's a trade-off. And there's a big open carry movement in California where people will go, even like in the Bay Area, in these big hoity-toity cities. They'll do it in L.A. They'll do it in San Diego. San Diego's a little bit more conservative, I think. But, you know, then in San Francisco, you know, big, they wanted to ban guns. They actually had a vote to ban guns in San Francisco. Like, everyone else can vote to take away my rights. Sorry, guys, you can't do that. So, of course, they had that handed to them in court. But there's a big open carry movement where people are going out, oftentimes in groups, just as I described. Detective Rod Towson. Now, it's Rod, R-O-D, short for Rodney, I'm sure. Towson, T-U-A-S-O-N. Twasson, I guess. Twasson? T-U-A-S-O-N. Detective Rod Twasson apparently made remarks in response to a friend's status update where the guy joked that gun advocates who carry unloaded weapons in plain view as a political statement should start doing so in places like Oakland, Richmond, and East Palo Alto, quote, and not limit themselves to hoity-toity cities. The reason is Oakland, Richmond, and East Palo Alto are a little bit rougher areas. So, this scumbag, Twasson, replies, ha ha, we had a guy last week try to do it. Referring to a Redwood City man who strolled into the Mi Pueblo Food Center in East Palo Alto on January 27th with a gun on his hip. The detective, scumbag, continued by saying, he got proned out and reminded where he was at, and that turds will jack him for his gun in a heartbeat. Now, so they're talking about a guy who's following the law, gets proned out, reminded where he was, and that turds that also is a moniker for citizens, will jack him, that means rob him, for his gun in a heartbeat. So, let me reword this properly. This law-abiding citizen had his rights infringed by being proned out by the police, reminded of the area that he was in, and that the other citizens in the area might be interested in robbing him to gain possession of his handgun without delay. It came out, he got proned out, reminded where he was at, and that turds will jack him for his gun in a heartbeat. This is this cop. This guy is, he's a police officer. He's a detective, for God's sake. And this is the way he speaks. This is the way he feels. After several more comments on the thread, Twasson apparently joked that officers should shoot the advocates who have made recent headlines throughout the Bay Area for sipping coffee at cafes and performing other everyday acts with visible weapons. Quote, sounds like you had someone practicing their Second Amendment rights last night. Should have pulled the AR out and prone them all out. If one of them makes a furtive movement, 2 weeks off. Because in that area, if you shoot someone while on duty, you get 2 weeks paid administrative leave. So, he even recognized Second Amendment right. Should have pulled out the AR-15. Prone them all out, and if one of them makes a furtive movement, shoot them, kill them, and hey, you get 2 weeks paid off. For killing someone, exercising their right. That's what's called a police state, guys. This guy really, really, honest to God, should be hung by a yardarm. There's absolutely no place for this sort of attitude in the police arena anywhere in this entire country. Unfortunately, all too often, the vast majority, and I'm saying 70 to 80% of cops, especially in bigger cities, have this attitude. It's one of these attitudes that has been in the police force for many, many years. And if you don't walk in with it, you adapt it. It's like being raised by your parents. You start picking up some of their habits. Picking up some of the habits of people that you go to school with. Picking up habits of people that you work with. This is what happens in the police departments. Now, it's unclear when Twasson actually made the comments, but they attracted the attention of gun rights advocates after a blogger named Kevin Thompson posted a screen grab of the thread and a link to Twasson's Facebook page on his website Sunday. East Palo Alto, California detective Roderick Twasson, I'm sorry, not Rodney, Roderick Twasson, didn't realize that actual pro-gun people also read Facebook. That was according to Thomason in his post. Amazingly, he posted the following comment about law-abiding gun owners on a friend's page. Basically, he's saying prone them out on the ground, and if anyone moves, kill them. Thomason urged his readers to contact East Palo Alto Council members to explain. To complain. Let me read that sentence again, because I'm not paying attention to it. I'm looking down, looking for the rest of the stuff as I read it. Thomason urged his readers to contact East Palo Alto Council members to complain. There we go. Reached by phone Monday, Thomason said he wanted to comment, but couldn't because he worked with a non-profit foundation that wouldn't want him to speak publicly on the matter. California Penal Code bars carrying concealed weapons without a county-issued license, but says it isn't a crime to openly display a firearm in a belt holster. However, it remains illegal for the gun to be loaded in most cases. While residents who carry unloaded, registered guns in plain view aren't breaking any laws, police have said the practice is dangerous because officers can't tell whether a gun is loaded and what an armed person's intentions are. Well, let me tell you something. Those of you who are in the policing profession, bad guys don't walk around with open guns on their hips, wearing reasonably decent clothes, going about daily duties. They conceal them in jackets, have suspicious activity, and are generally pretty jumpy and nervous. Now, if your vast years of policing experience, and we're talking cumulative of, say, the entire time there's been police in the state of California, let's say 140 years, 150 years. Let's say for the last 150 years, there's been police in California. In all that time, all of those cops, all of their experience hasn't led you to understand the differences between the way law-abiding citizens act in a normal situation and the way bad guys would act in doing their deals, then you're completely stupid, total morons, and you should either quit the job and go on to do something else, or, I don't know, do the honorable thing and end your own life or something. I don't know. But you shouldn't be a cop anymore. Police have said the practice is dangerous because officers can't tell whether a gun is loaded and what an armed person's intentions are. You know, it's not against the law, so stop it. Just stop it. Oh my God, there's a gun. We must do something because that gun can make people evil. Now, Twosin did not return a phone message, imagine that, seeking comment on Monday, but East Palo Alto Police Captain Carl Estelle said the department's Professional Standards Division is looking into the Facebook remarks to see if they violate any rules or policies. And see if they violate any rules or policies. You know, this guy's in the mix. The captain's in the mix. This Detective Twosin scumbag is in the mix. Let's see if they violate any rules or policies. You know, let's look at the underlying foundation. That the guy's mind is not right. But because you're also in the mix, Captain, you've obviously been there for some time, making the rank of Captain, your head's polluted as well. We have to be careful because they're on his own personal private webpage, Estelle said. We have to be careful not to violate his First Amendment rights. Bite me! What about our Second Amendment rights that he's saying you should get shot over? You've got to be kidding me. The department hasn't taken action against Twosin, and the detective was working in uniform Monday. Well, is he a detective or is he in uniform? Maybe he got busted. I don't know. In no way are his personal comments reflected of any policies or procedures here at the department, nor does he speak for the police department. They're his personal comments and feelings. He's saying he's making comments about being on the job. Now, if I poured concrete for a living and I sat here talking about burying dead bodies in concrete slabs of homes, which was something that I did, that would then cross from personal into and meld with the professional. This guy's a cop. We had somebody try this last week. We, as in we the cops, he's talking about when he was on duty, the other cops that were on duty. And then he also said, we should pull out the AR-15s, and if they make a furtive movement, shoot them, we get 2 weeks off, all that good stuff. Good. It might be his personal spot and personal time that he's posting this on, but he's talking about work stuff, Captain. You complete freaking ignoramus. Meanwhile, Twosin's Facebook comments had sparked a 45-page thread on the website calguns.net, calguns.net, Monday afternoon. A user with the handle 45Shooter, claiming to be either Twosin or the detective's Facebook friend who posted the original status update, that the identity wasn't clear from the post, apologized to site members and said he was a Second Amendment advocate himself. Sometimes sarcastic or off-color humor should be best kept in the confines of those you can confide in, the poster wrote. I forgot the golden rule of who's watching and listening to you. I know I ruffled a lot of feathers by making that comment, but was a person I did not mean to harm. I'm sorry, but as a person, I did not mean to harm. I did not mean no harm to anyone. How do you not mean no harm? That's a double negative. That means you mean harm. Those that know me know my form of humor. After all, I'm a former Marine. Sounds to me like you're an ex-Marine, scumbag. Not a former Marine, but an ex-Marine. By the way, he spelled a lot is one word, according to this, A-L-O-T. Guys, a lot is two words, a spot space lot. A lot is not one word, a lot. I don't know, maybe this guy missed it in third or fourth grade when I learned it. Mark Hudson, a San Mateo resident and Second Amendment supporter, said that while he isn't part of the open carry movement, he saw the post on Cal Guns and Tawasin's comments offended him. The reason people are open carrying is because in San Mateo County, they're unable to get concealed carry permits, Hudson said. The East Palo Alto policeman basically said he would shoot you in the back, a law-abiding citizen exercising their Second Amendment rights. You're going to invite law enforcement into your life when you open carry. That's why I don't do it. Oh, I'm the kind of guy that would. Folks, stay tuned. There's more to come right after the break.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong if this is not when you belong.
All right, guys. More information. I have to thank Chris at RBN for getting me onto this. We're just talking about the open carrier folks in California. And now the Brady campaign, what these guys do, they're going out in groups oftentimes and sitting down and, you know, just chilling out. Well, they did this in a Starbucks. And the Brady campaign to completely screw you out of your Second Amendment rights, I think that's their official name, wants its members to sign a petition telling the international coffee company Starbucks to keep guns out of its coffee houses. This is according to the Seattle Times. I'm reading this to you. This is a CBS story. The petition has more than 15,000 signatures by a bunch of sissy-ass non-gun owners, according to the newspaper. The petition serves as a response to recent demonstrations, as they call it, organized by a group called OpenCarry.org, which describes itself as a pro-gun internet community focused on the right to openly carry properly holstered handguns in daily American life. Well, Brady campaign doesn't like it. The group has held demonstrations at California Pizza Kitchen, or CPK as it's commonly referred to, Pete's Coffee, and Starbucks locations in the San Francisco Bay Area, according to a Brady spokesman. California Pizza Kitchen and Pete's Coffee told the San Francisco Chronicle that only law enforcement officers may carry guns in their stores. Wow. How about that? No more business out of me at CPK, and I don't drink coffee anyhow. I will occasionally have a Starbucks Thai Chazo iced tea latte, two pumps of caramel and one pump of cinnamon. But that's all. I'm not a coffee drinker. Starbucks hasn't taken a definitive stance on the issue. In a written statement, the company told the Seattle Times, "For Starbucks, the safety of our customers and partners is our paramount concern. We have existing security protocols in place to handle situations related to safety in our stores. We will continue to adhere closely to local, state, and federal laws and the Council of Law Enforcement regarding this issue." Well, there you go. Washington State, the Times noted, allows residents to carry unconcealed weapons. Just adhering to state law wouldn't allow Starbucks regulars in the Evergreen State to carry guns in its stores, according to this. You can pack loaded in the state of Washington. I've walked into Starbucks packing my gun before. I've walked in with a 1911 on. I've walked in with a Glock on. But then again, I'm in Nevada. So there you go. Thanks, Chris, for that information. And guys, it's been a good show. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember, Bill at 28radio.com if you have any comments. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you in Congress, the executive, and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Stay tuned for the Lenman News Hour coming up next.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will your freedoms? The 2A Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.